Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about something that a whole lot of y'all have been curious about. So we're going to run through it. We are going to talk about why the GOP is not going to impeach Gallagher. Because it's something that has come up, prompted a whole lot of questions, and it is just incredibly unlikely that that occurs. Okay, so if you have no idea what's going on, a representative in the House, Gallagher, he's leaving. He's a Republican from Wisconsin. He's leaving. He's leaving on April 19th. This puts the Republican Party in a little bit of a bind. If he was to leave before the second Tuesday in April, which would be Monday, April 8th, or before, well, they would be able to have a special election and replace him. If he leaves after that, well, the seat stays vacant. It hurts their majority. Some Republicans, to include Marjorie Taylor Greene, have floated the idea of, well, we're just going to expel him before then. Okay, that's not happening. So, they would have to expel him before the second Tuesday in April. Okay, the second Tuesday in April is April 9th. The House is currently on break from now until April 9th. It's not going to happen. They would need to get rid of him on April 8th or before. So the obvious question from there is, well, what if they bring everybody back? Yeah, they don't have the votes. They do not have the votes. I don't think that they would even be able to muster a simple majority here, because it really wouldn't take much to cross over and vote with the Democratic Party to stop him from being expelled. The thing is, they don't need a simple majority. They need two-thirds. They don't have it. They do not have the votes for this. So it's being pushed out as a piece of rhetoric. It's being pushed out as, oh, I'm really mad about this and this is what I would do. But they're on break till after the point they would need to do it. Even if they called people back, they wouldn't be able to get the votes to do it. Because again, they need two-thirds concurrence on this. It's in the Constitution. I believe it's Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2, if you want to look it up, or around that. So that is not something I would be particularly concerned about when it comes to any potential move from the House. It seems incredibly unlikely that they would even pursue it. And even if they did, I have no idea how they would even remotely come close to the number of votes needed to actually expel Gallagher. All signs point to him leaving on April 19th and that seat remaining vacant. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.